The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, just running in here from the bathroom. Did you wash your hands at least? I was not in the bathroom. I literally was ready to get flustered.
I know, out of breath. And running around all weird. Like, you know what time the show starts.
I know. I ran to the other studio to get pens literally 5 seconds ago.
Got it. Perfect for live radio.
Sorry. Happy Tuesday. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right. First talk back of the day.
What's up, JV crew? Yeah. I'm stoked. And I'm happy you accepted our bet. May the best team win. Let's do this. Whoever has the most wins at the end of the season wins. Losers, shoeies. Rubensito sack down. I'm down.
All right, that's Rubensito sack down. He has accepted the bet. Well, he proposed the bet. If you missed it, it happened later in the show yesterday. He left a talk back saying, all right, Graham, let's do it. Niners versus Raiders. Whoever has the most wins at the end of the season is the winner. Loser has to take a shoey. And I said, I agree. That sounds great to me. And I'll leave it up to you. And he just confirmed that the bet is on. So
okay. But none of that. You stay home and do a shoey and send us a video. If you lose, you're going to come here and do it in person.
What if I lose? Right? Do I have to go to Rubensito in Sacktown and take a shoey out there?
No, because you're already here.
Okay. I'm just wondering because, you know, he's going to travel all the way here if he loses.
Well, do you think a video is enough?
Well, I don't know. But I'm just asking, if you're saying he's got to come here, I'm asking, do I have to go there?
No, I just think for radio purposes, regardless. It just has to go down here.
Got it. So he's got to come here either way. That's what you're telling me. All right.
Basically. Should we do a second talk back
sure.
For the day?
Good morning, JV Show. What's going on? This is Isaac Yarriel. First of all, Viva Mexico. Let's go. Feliz Dia de la Independencia. Second of all, Raider fans. Guess what? You suck. Have a good day.
Guess what? Whoa. You suck.
Yeah, well, not a strong showing for the Raiders. I mean, I was going to bring that up. You know, Rubensito made that bet before he saw last night's debacle.
Right.
Geno Smith throwing like 3 interceptions or something. That's not going to help his chances of not taking a shoey. Niners are 2-0 to start the season. That's all you need to know.
Bang, bang, Niners.
I still love that despite that. Like, he still made the bet knowing there's, you know, he doesn't have a great chance of winning. But I respect.
No, right. I do too.
I have so much respect for him.
Something right about there. The stupidity there that I just have to admire. The blind allegiance. How will you ladies be celebrating today? He's a Mexican Independence Day.
Obviously, you got to listen. You got to get in your feels a little bit. Listen to the GOAT, Vicente Fernandez.
Okay.
Eat your favorite Mexican dish food.
And you'll be preparing this for your
suggestion.
You live alone here.
What will I be making? Probably my favorite tacos al pastor.
Got it. You make your own al pastor and everything?
Well, I get it from the store and I make it, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Something's already made, though.
Yeah, like it's already, I think it's already seasoned. Sometimes the one I get is already seasoned. Yeah, I think that's basically it.
Okay, Selena, how will you be celebrating?
I'll be spending all day at the dentist. I have 3 kid dentist appointments back to back.
Look at you.
Why would
that's
you do
exciting.
That to yourself?
Because they have to go to the I don't know why they can't see them at the same time, like different people. No, it's one at a time. I'll be there forever.
God, that sounds like a great way to celebrate. Very muy authentico.
Yeah. And you, Graham?
And we all know that Mexican Independence Day, we're celebrating from what year?
1810 to the 21st.
There you go.
11 years.
Good job.
11 years.
All right. Just checking to make sure if you knew where you stopped or not. That's muy authentico.
Good Graham, you are now out of the hot seat. We got to talk to you next because you're going to start preparing for your...
Well, I was going to say, I will be celebrating with some fireworks today. Some fireworks of my own in the toilet
not
bowl,
the good kind.
Unfortunately.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The 4 things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, the guy who killed Charlie Kirk last week, he is going to appear in a Utah court later today to face formal charges that could include a charge of capital murder. He is also expected to face some federal charges afterwards.
The San Francisco Giants got their 3-game series with the Arizona Diamondbacks underway last night at Oracle Park. It did not go well. The D-bags totally pounded the Giants, handing them their 3rd straight loss. The loss hurt the Giants' postseason hopes as they are now 2 games games back of the Mets for the final wild card spot. But more importantly, the D-bags have now pulled ahead of the Giants in the standings. Game two of this series is tonight at 6:40.
Go Mets!
Woo-woo! It's going to be a hot day, you guys. Highs are expected to range from the mid-80s to low 90s. And remember, temperatures are going to increase even more for tomorrow, because tomorrow will be the hottest day of the week.
I heard today was the hottest day of the week.
That will be tomorrow.
I heard today was the hottest Thursday. Day of the week.
Today is the hottest day of the week up to today.
Got it.
Yeah.
So the hottest day of the week so far is today.
Yeah. But then tomorrow.
And then tomorrow will beat that. Saying,
tomorrow says, hold my beer. It'll be even hotter.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Cancer besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Your current wardrobe has fallen hopelessly out of style.
Oh, no.
And it's time for a major update. Be prepared to open your wallet because you need a lot of new pieces. In the end, though, it'll be worth the investment because a possible new love interest will take notice.
Wow.
Get your new
no more
clothes.
Leggings.
Cancer besties.
And skinny jeans.
I'm looking down. What am I wearing?
Are you a Cancer bestie?
No, I'm a Capricorn bestie.
Okay.
Oh, Capricorn besties too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard that about Cancer besties. They're the worst dressers.
Like, what?
Oh my God, that's our buddy Chidi.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow, Graham, that's rude.
All right, next in the JV show, Graham, you got to start preparing for tomorrow. It's a big day.
Big day tomorrow.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, this is Raina from San Jose. I don't know if I'm the first talkback. I've never left a talkback before, but I met Jess today at Sprouts, and she was super sweet, and I love the show. A huge fan. And I was up, so decided to leave a talkback. Love you guys.
Oh, that's very
yes!
nice. Oh my God. Thank you, by the way, Raina, and everybody who stopped by. It was a great turnout. That was at Sprouts in San Jose. Can I just give a couple shout outs?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Shout out to Matt, Janice, Joseph, Melissa, Stephanie, Raina, and Selena. They all stopped
Whoa,
by.
You
for
said
their-
a couple. That was way oh. too yeah. many shout outs. Way Sorry. Too many donations. No, I'm kidding.
And also,
it was for our first
who
harvest.
Gives a fart?
Yes. And specifically, I shouted them out because they're all going to be getting chug mugs because they mentioned the chug mug when they showed up. So I'm sending those out. Because
so
little-
they didn't show up out of the goodness of their heart to try to.
Well,
feed
that too,
people
you know, but
that were in need
did
of
they
meals,
donate?
But chug mugs.
But did they donate?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, good.
They did. They did. They did a good deed. Thank you guys so much.
That's awesome. All right, Grammy, tomorrow's the day.
Well, tomorrow's the day of my colonoscopy, and which really means today is the day that the fun begins, because coming up here pretty soon, I got to start drinking some stuff.
Oh, my God.
And I have to, yesterday I picked up some Dookie Lax and Dulcal Lax and I have to take that.
I'm so scared for you.
You know what? I'm scared for me too, only because I logistically today is not a great day for this to happen. It's been the week got off to a kind of a rough start because yesterday the alternator on my old Forerunner started to go out on my drive into work yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I was terrified driving, leaving work yesterday to get that car to the mechanic because, you know, the lights are turning off and things are starting to shut down as the electrical components aren't working because the alternator's not charging up your battery properly. Anyways, so that was a stressful drive. Well, anyways, that was the day my wife was supposed to go into her office. She goes in one day a week, and it's in Healdsburg. Well, she had to cancel that because she had to pick my butt up from the mechanic.
Ooh.
So now she has to go in today. Okay, let me lay this out. So to get a colonoscopy, you got to really empty out your system.
Yes.
And they give you some of the stuff that you have to drink, and apparently that's not fun, and that cleans you out, and you also have to take a couple Dookie Laxes. Sorry, Dulcal Lax, and that's just a laxative, and that also helps clear you out. I'm on my kids' school pickup today. I have to pick them up from school because my wife will be gone, and it's right in the middle. Pickup time is about an hour after I start drinking the second round of whatever
Uh-oh.
This stuff is. So I have to somehow, and I'm not ruling out the possibility that I may have to put on an adult diaper to go pick up my kids from school.
No.
And I told
and
my
you
wife
sitting in that in the car.
Well, I told her, I said, can you tell the kids that they probably, because I usually walk onto campus and wait for them outside their classroom, you know, so they can run out and give me a hug and right. all that stuff. And when I pick them up, I told her they may have to come meet me in the car because I may not be able to walk out there to stand in front of their classroom because I might be in the middle of a situation, compliments of a couple doses of Dookie Lax.
Ew.
Sorry,
Dulcal
Lax. I
think you'll be okay. I don't think.
Are you joking me? Have you ever talked to anyone that's had to take all this stuff?
No. Is it just like an uncontrollable release? I've never taken anything like that.
I don't know, but it clears your system out. And I think it's going to be quite urgent.
So when do you start this process? This morning?
Yeah, this morning at, it said on my instructions, it said 8 a.m. I might push that back to 9 a.m. because I still have to drive from here all the way home today.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris. And I don't know how fast acting a couple dookie laxes are. Sorry, Dokalax. Whatever.
Well, it's going to be a rough couple of days because you have to, I mean, starting with the preparation and everything just laid out for us. And then tomorrow's the actual like procedure. And yeah. That's not fun.
Tomorrow midday is the actual
But also,
fun.
Apparently after you're going to feel amazing.
Yeah,
why?
Light,
some doctors
not bloated.
Stuck something in my.
Well, or that. Yeah, well, yeah, but some people say that they just, it feels great. Like, you know, you get cleared out. So your
light
body's
on your feet, more energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I appreciate you guys looking
starving,
on the right
probably
side
really
of things.
Hungry.
I think I'm going to be feeling not great because of the day before, aka today, I will have got number 3 in my pants in front of the entire elementary school pickup.
Did you do any grooming?
I did not do any grooming.
Because it's not too late.
No grooming necessary.
I know a lady.
No grooming necessary, right. Selena.
Okay.
Doctors don't judge. They've seen it all, and I guarantee they've seen worse.
Well,
yeah, you're
right. I guarantee they've seen
yeah, that's
worse.
Objective. What if yours is the worst?
It's just not possible. I have the internet. It's not.
Ew. That's gross.
Anyway, I'm stressed out.
I do not envy your situation.
Yeah, you're telling me, Selena.
My God.
But this is for your health.
It'd be one thing if my wife was here today and she could handle, like, the kid pickup. That part is the one thing above all that is stressing me out.
You're not worried about, like, going to bed tonight? Do you have to wear a diaper to bed, just in case?
I'm not a 4-year-old, Selena. I can, if I'm within range of my own home toilet, I will be fine.
Okay, well, I don't know how
what
it
if
works.
You don't make it?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's just, like, uncontrollable.
I'm not a 4-year-old. I'll be able to make it to my own toilet, but where I won't be able to make it to is if I'm sitting in the car waiting for my kids to get out of school and it's going to be 100 degrees and I'm going to be sitting there in a hot car.
9 a.m. cannot come fast enough. Yeah.
This is all bad, you guys. This is all bad.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
2 hours, 22 minutes.
What do you got? God. You have a countdown clock
yes,
going?
I do.
Stop it.
Until Graham has to drink whatever that stuff is in preparation for his colonoscopy.
The first step is take some Dookie Lax. Sorry, Dookie Lax. This is all bad.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, I'm sorry, buddy. It's not going to be easy. Get diapers before you leave work. If you can, get them now and be prepared on your ride home. It is literally a show, for lack of a better phrase. Good luck, buddy. And best wishes to you. This is Christina from Sacramento.
She's like, get diapers before your drive
you
home.
You should, Graham. There's a Walgreens nearby.
Just in case. Just
There's
in case.
A Walgreens nearby.
Yeah. I can't. You should go. We're worried about you.
I should have brought some extra shorts today. This is bad.
Hey, what's up, Graham? I had to do mine like a year ago, and I was pretty nervous as well. The whole afraid of having an accident, that part is the nerve-wracking part. But to be honest, the only worst part was when you go, you go. It's crazy. But holding it, it's not too bad. You'll be all right. All right, man. Good luck.
Okay, one person saying you need diapers, other person saying you'll be all right. Which is it?
Well, I don't know, but that's the takeaway. If you're just joining us, I have to have a colonoscopy tomorrow, and so the prep starts today. But due to a scheduling conflict with my wife, I have to pick my kids up from school this afternoon. And that is the part I'm terrified about more than any other part of this whole thing.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kim from Tracy. Graham, I had a colonoscopy last Friday. Had to do all the, you know, drinking process and everything. It took me 30 minutes, like exactly, from the time I started drinking to go to the bathroom. So it happens pretty fast. And, when you're at your kid's pickup, just squeeze. You can hold it in.
Oh, my God.
That's our best advice. You'll be fine. Just squeeze.
No.
All right. I got to get, okay, talk about something else. I got to get my
Don't
mind off
do
it.
That. Talk about TV.
Please.
Tuesday mornings, we turn it over to Jess. You said you wanted to go back and talk about somebody's son.
So there was a certain...
That's the name of the show?
Yeah, hashtag somebody's son.
Got it.
This is a show where three men are basically in the search to find true love, but the catch is that their mothers are heavily involved in who they decide to date on the show. So they do different activities throughout to get to know one another, and I thought this one was very interesting. They had all the ladies tally up how much they spend a month on beauty maintenance. We're talking anything from a gym membership, hair appointments, makeup, massages, waxing, nails, everything. The totals, you guys, were insane. So it ranged from 20 being the lowest, someone who just basically does most of their things themselves or just doesn't really wear much makeup.
$20
right?
That's a steal.
The highest, though, being
I'm scared,
$2,500
a month.
Give or take. The highest spender was like their upkeep of nails, hair, if they're getting installs, lashes, nails, facials, memberships, whether it was like to yoga, to, you know, steam rooms, whatever it was.
And for that reason.
Oh my God.
I'm out.
So,
no thanks.
Obviously, I have lots of questions for you guys. Is this something that you need to disclose to a partner when you are in the dating stage? Is this something that they need to know?
No.
Graham, would you like to know?
Yes, of course I'd like to know that. I don't think I need your pile of receipts, a full expense report at the end of the month, but I don't think you should hide the fact that all those things are happening. I also think I would understand that, I don't know, probably spending any amount of time with you and or looking at you, I would understand that you
that
probably have
a
lengthy, expensive process.
Now, is there something like how much is too much for you, Graham? Like, would you prefer somebody who, like, you know, takes care of themselves, although it does require some money because it is expensive for us ladies to have to do all these things?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you prefer somebody who maybe doesn't get ready all the time, but their expenses aren't so high?
I think so. That there's got to be some middle ground there. If you're spending more money than our rent in your upkeep,
that's $2,500 is crazy.
To me, I'm like, that's like doing too much. But if you have a gym membership and you get your hair done and some sort of standard things like that, right. I'm not mad at those expenses. But $2,500 a month?
Yeah, that's a lot. Does it become something where you're more okay with it if it's just solely coming out of their pocket? Because what if, you know, once you get together, once you get married, then that starts to become, if it's your money that you're sharing, then that's money that's coming from your pockets as well.
I mean, I think that...
Or it's money being taken away from bills
from
or other expenses.
Yeah.
Right. I think that definitely factors in, because I would imagine that, particularly if you're dating someone long term and then you get married, and as they age, I think it's going to get more expensive, right?
Yeah. Then you start needing Botox and other things.
Then there's other stuff that you're going to pile in there, and that's just an expensive habit that, like, is never going to go away, in my mind.
Right. If you guys had to tally up?
I'm pretty good at tiling stuff.
If you guys had to tally up how much you guys both spend a month on, like, just upkeep, how much, what range would it be in?
I don't spend a lot. I think me having a gaggle of kids, I rarely get to do anything for myself now. So maybe...
Lashes, nails, hair?
I don't even get my nails done anymore because that takes 3 hours. You know,
what,
if I were to go somewhere. Press-ons,
okay.
$10.
Okay.
You know, hair, I go maybe once a year.
Once a year?
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe if I do lashes, which isn't even every month. I haven't had lashes for a while.
Gym membership. We know you threw away your Bowflex years ago.
Quit that. Maybe a couple $100.
Wow. Okay. Good for you.
Graham, what about you?
I have a gym membership. Let's say that's $80 or something. I don't know what that is. And then that one bar of soap that I use throughout the month. And then every couple months I get my hair cut. So that's...
Okay.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else?
I think that's it.
I'm missing. I think that's it on my general maintenance.
Jess?
Not much of a shopper either. I say a couple hundred for sure, because I do press-ons as well. I try to, as much as I can do myself, I do. So press-ons, if I need to put on lashes, I'll just do the false ones. To get my hair done, that's when the months that I do get my hair done, my upkeep goes higher.
That's a big line item.
Yeah. But other than that, gym membership, probably like $35. So I'd say like a couple hundred. I do kind of stock up on makeup or hair products.
I was like, I'm not like buying makeup every single month.
Do you have a 10-step skincare routine before you go to bed at night with all that many different products?
I've limited it to about three. But the problem that I have is because I spend a lot of time online, I get very easily influenced with like, oh, I need to get this new thing because that's what's going to help me not break out or that's what's going to help my hair grow. And then
so you spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah, it just adds up.
Don't those like 10-step skincare routines, don't dermatologists say like, that's not doing anything?
Yeah.
Mostly, yes.
Like the things are getting out of control.
But when you see somebody use it on TikTok, yeah, they make it look like it works. And you're like, sure, oh my God, I actually do need
it. And they show the like before now and after and I'm like, wow, yes, I look like the before.
All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Chiming in on all that getting ready expenses. It's great that you want to look great and there's a time and a place for everything. But it's too much if you got to put your lashes and your lipstick and your high heels on if you're just going to go to Home Depot or order breakfast. You got to have a girl that could just throw on a baseball cap, brush her teeth, and hit the door. All right. Bye-bye.
I think that's what it comes down to for me from my perspective. Less about, well, if you were spending thousands and thousands a month, yes, that would alarm me, but it's more about the, if I had to, every time we were going to leave the door, I had to sit there and wait for 2 hours while you did your 20-step beautification process. That would drive me crazy. You got to be able to just, like she said, throw on a ball cap, brush your teeth, and get out the door.
But it's like a lot of the things that we do, like the maintenance every month, is so we're able to just like go out the door. It's like you go get your lashes done so that way they stay on for a month so you're not having to do them every day. You know what I mean? You get your microbladed eyebrows or your tattooed lip liner or whatever. Yeah, your hair dyed so you don't have to do your hair and color it every day.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But it's expensive.
I trust me, I believe it. The beauty industry has got to be one of the biggest markup of margins of all time.
Yes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And that might have come out weird. I know nobody's dyeing their hair every day, but you know what? I couldn't think of any other example, but you guys know what I mean. All right, so Katy Perry is still dating that Justin Trudeau guy. Is that how you say his last
Justin
name?
Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau. Mm-hmm. He used to be the
former Canadian Prime Minister.
Prime Minister of Canada, yep, if you don't know. So remember we saw the we saw them on a dinner date a few weeks back, and after that we didn't see much of them together like at all, so we thought things just fizzled out. Well, according to Us Weekly, they are still seeing each other. They just decided to be much more private about everything. They are still talking and they're very interested in one another. They're just not serious, at least not yet, mainly because Katy is still on tour, but they want to see where things go. And as a matter of fact, Justin has plans to see her when she has a break from her tour in a couple weeks. They're going to be spending some time together, but they're still like dating.
Okay.
But not serious, exclusive relationship, but dating enough where they keep in constant contact.
Right. Got it.
If that makes sense.
I think it will get serious eventually.
I don't think so, only because she's just getting out of a long-term
This seems more flingy.
More reboundy.
And very new still. Because like you said, they're so busy and stuff. It's like, how much time have they actually spent together?
Exactly.
Probably not that
much.
But
good for her getting back out there.
Yeah.
I want to give you guys an update on the whole body found in singer David's Tesla. Remember, we haven't really heard anything about this. Made major headlines. I think it was last week when a Tesla registered to singer David was, you know, searched in an impound lot in Hollywood. And there was a chopped up body there in the trunk. And so many questions. Mainly, who was driving the Tesla? Who is that in the trunk of the car?
Right.
A lot of questions still have not been answered. According to new reports, LAPD sources say that they still have not been able to identify the victim, only know that it was a woman who was 5'1" and wavy black hair, and that's about all we know about her so far. They also don't know who was driving the Tesla last. Remember, it was never reported stolen.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a good look if you're that guy.
David's been on tour. Somebody was driving it because it was abandoned in the Hollywood Hills, but it was like being like moved around kind of every so often. So we don't know who the last person was. They did pull some fingerprints. I guess we're waiting on those results. And David, what we heard was that he was cooperating. That's the last we heard.
It's not a good look for
him. It's not a good look. And you know what else? A lot of people online were saying, were pointing out that he has a song called Romantic Homicide.
Oh, no.
And it's about chopping up a body and putting it into a Tesla.
No, it's not about that. Oh. But it's not a good weird look. Coincidence. Not
right.
Very weird. Very weird. Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
You guys, big news. Tom Brady coming out of retirement once again.
What?
Sorry, Raiders fans. After watching last night's debacle, he's not coming out of retirement to quarterback your team. Geno Smith threw 3 picks last night and no touchdowns in the team's loss to the Chargers. Woof. Raiders, we know, Brady, we know, is a minority owner of the Raiders. And I think he preferred just to yuck it up there in the owner's suite and watch the games. He's not coming back to the NFL. He is coming back for flag football. He's going to be playing in the Fanatics Flag Football Classic. It's next spring in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be featuring teams of all-star players, other athletes, and I think there will be some entertainers, some other celebrities in the mix. Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb, Christian McCaffrey from the Niners has also agreed to play. Rob Gronkowski, Brady's old buddy, he'll be coming back to play in the teams that are going to be competing in this flag football tournament are going to be coached by very well-named current NFL coaches, one of those being Kyle Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers.
Wow.
Pete Carroll and Sean Payton will be a couple of the other coaches. Again, this is going to be this coming March in 2026 at Kingdom Arena in Saudi Arabia. But Tom Brady will be out there slinging footballs once again.
So he couldn't wait for this.
Unretiring, sort of. Yes. Kevin Hart also will be the host of the entire
thing. Oh my God, I thought you were going to say he's playing. I was like, oh, he's so little.
He could be like a
very elusive
little running back.
Yeah,
you know,
I can see that.
Hard to get his flag because it's so close down to the ground, you know, for all these big, strong, tall athletes. But yeah, if you want to watch, they'll air it on Fox Sports.
Very cool. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amir from Utah, your favorite Utah listener, obviously. I know you guys want details, but let me just say this. My husband doesn't listen to the show, but if I were to tell you guys details, he would be mortified. And I can't keep a secret from him because I just can't. Because I tell him everything. So, yeah. But this is all I will say. Honeymoon, you know, is a lot worse. It's just not what people hype it up to be. When you get back from the honeymoon and you do the deed, 100% better. Not forced. Feels natural. Yeah. Anyways, love you guys. Have a great morning. I am exhausted this morning because we didn't go to bed till midnight.
Oh.
And you can guess why. Anyways.
Oh, my God! Amira!
Whoa.
So Amira and her husband, they just, you know, they got married
Newlyweds.
No, not last week. The week before that. Mm-hmm. She was MIA for a full week. She was on her honeymoon. And what made their, you know, situation interesting is that they were saving themselves for marriage.
Yeah. So we've just been waiting just on the edge of our seats for updates as they come in. And she says, the honeymoon, that wasn't it.
I can see that.
Once they got home, much, much better.
Yes. More natural.
I love that for you.
A little less pressure, maybe.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I want more details? Like,
she said you can't get them.
I'm just so nosy. I know.
She also said her husband doesn't listen to the show. What kind of guy is that?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
Divorce.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for What the Bleep, where you can win this JV Show Chug Mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
My first was bright red. I remember being kind of embarrassed of anyone seeing it.
Yeah,
that's something. Is your mom supposed to pull you aside?
Yeah,
and give you the talk about
it.
We
didn't have that.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
really?
I think maybe a little bit, but I just wasn't. You don't know what to expect.
Selena, did your mom pull you aside for that one?
When it happened.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not before.
I don't think this is what we're talking about here. So think about what that bleeped out word could be. And it is not what we're talking about there. It's something different. And PG, this is a family friendly show. So leave us a talk back. Leave us your name and your city along with what your guess is. Because we want to be able to shout you out if you win. But only the first correct answer of the morning is going to be the person that someday gets mailed a JV Show Chug Mug.
I did find out our Chug Mug
guy.
Yeah, our Chug Mug liaison.
Still on jury duty.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think he'll be back tomorrow, though.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Those jury deliberations can go on a long time. Take it from me.
At some point.
I've been there.
All right, but get those guesses in. We are going to play more talkbacks. Coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
My first was bright red. I remember being kind of embarrassed of anyone seeing it.
Yeah, or smelling it.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out like everybody else.
Let's go to your talkbacks.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Dylan from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is my first pimple. My first pimple was bright red. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Pimple. It's a good guess.
That is a really good guess.
Say,
I don't remember my first pimple.
That was looks like far and away the most popular guess this morning. Mm-hmm. Everybody is on pimple. You don't remember your first?
No.
Oh, just had so many.
Must have been a tiny
one. Yeah,
yeah,
it just came at once.
Got it.
This is Kyle from Manteca, and I think the missing word of the day is car. First car was bright red.
Another very popular guess.
That's a good guess.
There's a few things wrong with a bright red car. It has to be the right kind of car to pull off the bright red. I'm not talking about your burgundies or your kind of muted red color. That bright cherry red car, it's got to be the right car to pull that off.
And that was a good guess because my first car was red.
It was. And what kind of car was it?
Oh, you guys, it was a 1991 Nissan Sentra.
That's exactly what I was about to say. If you're rolling up in your 91 Nissan Sentra and that thing is bright candy apple red, that ain't it. That doesn't work. But there are other cars that can do that. It's got to be like
good morning, JV Show. This is Lance out of San Ramon, and my guess is bra.
Bra!
Bra, your first color, your bright red first bra. And Jess, what color was your first bra?
I believe probably some sort of pink shade.
Oh, a pink shade. Yeah, Selena, what color was your first bra?
Probably white.
A white one?
I think. Why are you so giggly?
I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to ask coworkers about their first bra color.
I don't think you are either. All right. Continue to leave those guesses if you think you know what today's bleeped out word is. Leave your guess on the talkback mic. Going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If that's you, we're going to send you a JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
My first was bright red. I remember being kind of embarrassed of anyone seeing it.
Now, remember, this is a family show. Okay, so your guess
supposed
is
to be bright red, right?
Yes.
Got it.
what are you talking about?
I don't know about bright red, but, you know.
Okay.
What I'm thinking of can be any color, really. Just...
Oh.
What? Remember, this is a family show, so that word is always something clean. But let's go to the talkbacks and see if anybody got it.
This is Elizabeth from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is manicure.
Ooh, that's a great guess.
That was a very first popular manicure. Guess. A lot of people's second guess, I believe, after we eliminated...
Car
and pimple yeah. were the two most popular guesses. And manicure guesses started rolling in like crazy.
Good morning, this is Albert from Hayward. My guess is lipstick.
First lipstick. That's a good guess.
There's another very popular guess.
Don't remember.
Yeah, no idea.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Amy and Marla the Wonder Dog calling from San Leandro. Our guess for the Bleep That Word is hickey. All right, a hickey from... whoever. All right, guys, have a great day. Happy Tuesday. Bye.
Oh, my God. That is such a good guess.
Very good guess. Quite a few people came with that
first
one
hickey.
As well. Around the room quickly. Name the person that gave you your first hickey. We'll start with Selena.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't remember my first
seems
hickey.
Pretty memorable. Okay, we'll move over to Jess. Jess, name the person that gave you your first hickey.
Oof. I don't remember the first, but the last, obviously, my fiance.
Really? He's giving you a kick?
He has.
What are you guys, 14?
I'm pretty sure he did. Wait, was it? I don't remember if he gave me one or I gave him one.
You but gave him a hickey?
It was, I think it was he gave me one, but it was unintentional.
That's not possible.
No. It is possible.
No, it's not.
It is.
All hickeys have intent behind them. You're not just like, whoa, what happened
there?
And
who is doing that?
It wasn't
at your age.
It wasn't huge, but hey. I'm just living life.
Okay, it's a good point. She's just living life.
And it was also years ago.
Graham, have you and your current wife, I mean, you guys have been together a long time, have you guys ever hickeyed?
No.
Me and my husband have never hickeyed either.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever hickeyed ever.
You've never hickeyed anybody before?
I'm a hickey virgin. I don't think I've been hickeyed, and I don't think I've delivered a hickey.
Whoa. Well, you got to do it at least once.
What for?
No, and your wife have to.
It seems annoying. Like,
maybe
why,
you unintentionally have as well. Like we
it's not possible.
No, that's not all hickeys have intent.
Thank you. All right, back to what the bleep. Hickey, great guess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melanie from Millbrae. My guess for the missing word is bike. Thank you. Have a good morning. Bye.
Bye. All right, here is today's clip, unbleeped. Listen up.
My first bike was bright red. I remember being kind of embarrassed of anyone seeing it.
You know, you prefer a different color. At least I did growing up. And I felt like the girls in the neighborhood were...
They were judging.
Yeah, they were
riding more muted colors. You didn't want to be the one
riding
them.
Well, they had their pink bikes with all the cute little accessories on them. And I was over here with a hand-me-down for my cousins.
Yeah, you were out there riding dude bike.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not for you. Yeah. All right, bike was the correct answer. Let's give some shout-outs. First, Melanie and Millbrae. What's up, Melanie and Millbrae? Brand new JV Show Chug Bug coming your way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. A lot of other people got it as well, so let's shout them out. Our buddy TJ in Livermore had it. So did Edgar without the haircut. What's up, Edgar? Kat in San Jose had it. So did Fabian in Foster City. Jessica in Pinole got it right. So did David in Richmond. Mary in San Bruno. Our buddy Christine in San Bruno as well had it. And so did Andrea in Hollister. And I'm assuming there's maybe a couple other guesses that are coming in late, Jess. A lot of people said bicycle.
Ooh, close.
Which is close, but bike was
did you
the
say
word
our
we're looking
for. Dr. Buddy Lee?
Oh, Dr. Buddy Lee, welcome to the party. That's our number one listener from Nashville, Tennessee. JV Show, number one in Nashville.
Nice, thank you so much.
If you did not get it this morning, we will play again tomorrow, I imagine, right?
Yep, same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now to the phones, Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going well.
Good. Well, hopefully it's going to get even better for you because, you know, you could be winning these tickets for the Jonas Brothers. You just have to win Are You Up? Nope game. Now, Kevin, here's how it works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct, and then these tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get to it. Question number one, Kevin, true or false? The L and G in the name of the popular TV and electronics company LG stands for Lucky Gold Star.
Oh.
What'd you say? Was that true or false?
False. Nope.
It's actually true.
That is true. I did not know that. LG
is Lucky
Gold
Star.
My LG TV stands for Lucky Gold Star?
I don't like it.
Me either. Take it back.
Who knew? All right. Question number two. Bismarck is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Yeah.
I think I heard it there.
Your phone is cutting out, but yeah.
Oh, bad. North Dakota, the correct answer there. I think he said that.
Nice.
Give him that one.
All right, here's question number three. Travis Kelce plays what position for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Wide receiver? Nope.
He's a tight end.
He's a big old tight end. All right. Question number four. What is it called when you open a bottle of champagne with a sword?
Shaving the cork? Nope.
It's called sabering. Oh, no. Saber. You saber a bottle.
Have you ever done that, Graham?
No, I've always wanted to try it. It looks cool, and you see people
do it.
It
does look really cool.
You just slide the sword really quick down the neck of the bottle, and just pops right off.
Where will I find one of those?
Yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, dang it. Dang it.
That didn't go well.
And I had a good feeling about you because Kevin is one of the Joe Bros.
Oh, right.
You know, so this would have been perfect. Dang it.
I was trying to find someone else.
Oh, and right. It's Nick's birthday. You lost
today
his
is
birthday.
And today is Nick Jonas's birthday. That's right.
Who gives a fart,
Kevin? Yeah, you did not win today's JV shows. You have nope game, but hang on there for a quick second. Gosh dang it, we have more tickets though tomorrow, same time right here. Another chance to win. We do this all week on Wild. Graham, we have some shout outs.
Lots of them. Buckle up. Hello, Graham. Mom and Dad, slide into your DMs. We love your show. It would be awesome if you could give a birthday shout out to our 14-year-old son, Pedro Gomez. He attends Martin Luther King Middle School in Berkeley. He has been doing so good in school, makes us so proud. He's the sweetest, funniest kid. And yesterday was his birthday. So happy birthday, Pedro. We love you endlessly, mijo. Yes, happy birthday.
Who
happy
gives birthday? A fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please do a birthday shout out for my daughters? We listen to you guys every day on the way to school. Happy birthday, Almina and Isla. Mom and Dad love you lots and are very proud of you. Keep being awesome. Thank you. Yep. Happy birthday, girls.
Who gives a fart?
Everyone here. Good morning, Graham. Can you give a shout out to our son, Aiden? He turns 11 today. He's listening on the way to school. Happy birthday, Aiden. We love you. We're so proud of you. We hope you have a great day. Also, surprise, we're taking you to Disneyland.
What?
Wow.
No way.
That's a hell of a birthday surprise. Love, Mom, Dad. That's Aisha and Armin. Yes, happy birthday, Aiden.
Who gives a fart?
Have fun at Disneyland, you guys. All right, good morning, Graham. Me and my two girls listening to you guys every morning on our commute to school. This is a long shot, but can you please, 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 please wish my two Virgo babies, Kalia and Gianna, happy birthday with love. And that is from Mommy. Yes, happy birthday to you too.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, it's Nancy from Modesto. Love the show. Listen to you guys every morning during my commute. I want to give myself a shout out for my birthday today. Thank you so much. Yes, happy birthday, Nancy. Appreciate you listening.
Happy
Who
birthday.
Gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, if you could please give a belated birthday shout out. Happy 15th birthday to my grandson, Braden. His birthday was on Saturday. We tried to win the Disneyland tickets for his birthday, but we couldn't get through. That's from Grandma Rose. Yes, happy belated birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Repeat offender sliding in another birthday shout out. This one's for the Skibbity Rizzler Tristan that is now an officially teenager. No cap. We love you, Bubba, and wish you the most amazing teenage years. Love, Mom, Dad, Tio, AJ, Roxy, and Coco. Yes, happy birthday to the Skibbity Rizzler.
Who gives a fart?
I just want to send love to the hardest working mama on her birthday. Lots of love to my little brat, Marianne, from Ray, Bella, and Kira. Thank you. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Girl dad in the DMs. I'd like to shout out my youngest of my girls, Ivy James. Happy birthday, twin, from Dad, Mom, Zoe, and Emmy. Yes, happy birthday,
happy
Ivy
birthday.
James.
Who gives a
One
fart?
One more. Good morning, Mom, in your DMs. So my Mason turns 11 today. Can you please let him know that we're so proud of him? He's such an incredible, smart, athletic son, and we couldn't have asked for a better son. We wish him the happiest 11th birthday from Mom, Dad, Marco, and his little sister, Melania. Yes, happy birthday, Mason.
Who gives a fart?
It's a good point, Graham. Mm-hmm. All right, so big news this morning. Cardi B announced a tour.
Really?
She's going to be coming here to Chase Center February 27th. We have your first tickets before they go on sale coming up closer to 8:20 right here on the JV Show. We also have today's Hottest Trending coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut. Selena, last week I said you were the Raiders' lucky charm. I take that back. We were undefeated until you asked Graham yesterday, hey, Graham, did the Raiders play yesterday? Did they play on Sunday? Selena, you need to step up your game and pay attention to the Raiders. We're still going to go to the Super Bowl, but you need to step it up, girl.
Raiders!
Yeah!
Is it Raiders. Me, or is Edgar without the haircut the jinx? Because he's the one that just got ahead of everyone and said, Selena, you're the good luck charm. I never claimed that.
But
I never said that.
To his point, the Raiders were undefeated.
Right. Until he said that.
You fumbled the ball right there on the goal line by asking and not knowing when the Raiders were going to play a very marquee national matchup on Monday Night Football against a rival, a division rival,
Listen,
the Chargers.
You can't call me a good luck charm, a bad luck charm. I'm right in the middle because I only want them to win 6 games. They have to lose the rest.
Wow.
So you're actively rooting against them to go to the Super Bowl because he says they're going to the Super Bowl. Do you not want the Raiders to go to the Super Bowl? There's a lot of Raider fans listening right now. Let's go on record and say this.
Raider fans, I would love that for you, but if I'm looking out for me because of the bet we have, I just need 6 wins.
Wow.
And that's it.
Got it.
Selfish.
Yeah, seriously.
Hottest,
things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Coachella lineup has been announced.
This is not a drill. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. Let me get the official alert.
Before I get to who is going to be there, remember, this last Coachella, tickets were not selling as they did in previous years. You know, could have been the lineup, could have been that we've just never been broker. I think it's a little combination of both. If you need a little refresher, the last headliners were Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott. I remember Green Day and Travis Scott, they were last minute squeezed into the same night.
That's a pretty solid lineup for tickets not to move at all. Those are some big names.
Well, let me know what you think about this lineup.
Okay.
For the next Coachella, the headliners, Sabrina Carpenter.
I'm here for
Justin
it.
Bieber. Karol G.
Woo! Who?
You don't know who
you
Karol G
are
is?
Not, like, losing your mind over this lineup?
Well, me personally, my own music preferences? No, I'm not. I have not.
I am.
Mine has not been lost.
Not that I would ever go to Coachella, but I'm. Yeah. This one... 10 times better than the last one.
It's going to be good. It's going to be so good.
By the way,
you think that's a 10 times better lineup than the last one? Travis Scott, Post Malone?
I think because
for me personally, yeah.
I've seen Post Malone and Travis Scott multiple times.
So this is also a big deal that Justin Bieber is going to be performing. This is going to be his first major performance in years.
That's a big deal.
It's a really big deal. He's got two new albums out. Sabrina Carpenter just dropped an album. So did Karol G. More performances by Young Thug, Teddy Swims, Cat's Eye, Sexy Red, Addison Rae, Major Lazer, Pink Panthers, and a bunch of other names that we've never heard of.
Okay, I don't want to look because I listen to in my own personal time, I listen to a much different genre of music than this year's headliners. Right. The Karol G as a headliner, Selena, because I can name some Bieber songs and some Sabrina Carpenter songs, obviously, but I can't. What about Karol G as a headliner? I'm just asking from somebody that's like coming from a complete place of ignorance. I have no idea.
It tracks.
You could tell me that she's the biggest headliner of all time. I'm like, okay, I listen to a totally different genre of music in my free time.
No, same. I don't listen to a lot of Karol G, but I know a lot of people that do, so I think it tracks. Yeah. She is headline material.
No, she definitely is. And I know that she's going to put on an amazing performance, even based on her last tour. Like, everybody loved her last tour. So I think it is going to attract a lot of people, for sure.
Got it.
I think so, too. All right, Grammy, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, so we've talked before about how California is ending the so-called free ride for electric car drivers in the carpool lane. The state's clean air vehicle decal program officially expires at the end of this month, September 30th. And up until this point, those with the HOV access stickers, they could be using the carpool lanes even when they're in the car solo, not carpooling. But according to the state... Here's the one little sliver of good news as you transition back to driving in the lane with us, Norms. Drivers that have those stickers are going to get a 60-day grace period starting October 1st. This is according to the CHP. They say they're going to use that time to educate people and not write them tickets, but come December, once that grace period is up, solo EV drivers, even though you have that cute little HOV access lane, little diamond lane sticker on the back of your Tesla or whatever, sorry, you will be facing tickets and fines just like the rest of us that are using that lane and not with enough people in the car. The DMV stopped taking new decal applications back in August, and more than a million drivers are going to be affected by this in the state. There are quite a few of those stickers out there. So if you have been comfortably cruising past traffic and the rest of us Norms while you're in that HOV lane, enjoy it while it lasts, because you've got, by my account, about, I don't know, 74 days left.
Oh.
That's it.
Wow.
And then you said, Selena, you just use that lane. You don't have the sticker. You just use it anyway.
I didn't say that.
Does it count?
Did I say that?
Did you not deny it, though?
I didn't deny it, but I didn't ever say that.
Got it. I'm just making sure we're clear.
I use it when my cat's in the car.
That does not. No. That definitely does not count. No.
Dang it.
Dang. I know. All right. Just to put a wrap on the Coachella things, I forgot to mention that early access for passes is actually this Thursday. At 11 a.m.
And ticket sale prediction, you guys want to write in the prediction journal, do you think this tickets will outpace or outsell last year's? Last year's ended up being, they did just fine, right, in the end, but ticket sales were a little sluggish along the way.
I mean, it was like Coachella time and there were still tickets available from what I remember.
Yep.
Right.
I think it's going to be more of the same just because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I think we are all, as you pointed out, collectively broke.
Yeah.
So
I think that's
that hurts
what it's going to be more of.
Expensive concerts.
All right. Next on the JV show, just to catch all of our, 8 a.m. listeners up to speed on what Graham is going through in his life. The countdown is on, Graham. Stop. Less than an hour away.
Why is there an actual countdown clock for this?
We'll tell you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What's up, JV Show? Hey, y'all. I just want to point out, it's Hispanic, Latino, Latinx, whatever, Heritage Month, you want to call it. Yesterday, we had all the Central American days, Central American countries celebrating their independence. Today, we have Mexico celebrating their independence. Man, it's a good time to celebrate our culture. All right, y'all. This is Richard Sandfeld. Make it a great day. Later.
Love that.
Yes. Make it a great day.
Going back to the Coachella lineup, Graham, you were like, and you weren't trying to be like disrespectful or rude. You just honestly, you don't listen to a lot of Carol G and don't really know a lot about her.
Right.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Jesus. Graham, Carol G is a big deal in the Spanish community. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, last year she had two tours here in San Francisco. She performed at Santa Clara at the Levi's, sold out, and she had a show in Chase Center that was also sold out. Then again, she's a Latin artist, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was just asking about headliner status, because right. While I'm not super familiar with her music and her work, that's why I asked that question.
Right.
Appreciate you guys.
Fair question.
Letting me know. And yeah, I'm generally curious about to see how this Coachella lineup does, only because when I scan, but I feel this every year, you get past the headliners, and then as the print of the list of artists starts going down again, smaller and smaller.
You're like, who?
I mean, 90, we might be at 98% that I just am like, I have never heard of any of these people.
Same.
And then with Coachella, the problem is you're not just going to any random festival. You got to plan to actually stay there. All the money that it takes for the travel, like, it is a bigger commitment than just your typical festival.
Right, it's an expensive endeavor. It's not like going to a big concert at Chase Center or something. You just cruise into the city, go to the show, go home. You have to...
Commitment.
Yes, and it, all of those, all aspects of that you just laid out, just none of them are cheap going there. Like,
all right, we are a little over 52 minutes away.
We're starting a countdown on Instagram story.
What?
JV Morning Show.
If you want to count down with us until Graham has to officially prepare for his colonoscopy tomorrow. Do you want to explain what that means? We have a new batch of people tuned in this morning.
I think most people know what a colonoscopy is. But
I mean the preparation.
Right.
What that means.
So my actual procedure is tomorrow, but then a day out in advance, you have to take a combo of some Dukilax. Dukilax, which is some sort of laxative, and you have to take a dose of that, which I think is the first thing. I got to look at my instructions, but I think that's what we're counting down towards here. I got to take a double dose of that, and then, of course, we'll be rolling the dice because I got to get in my car and drive all the way back to Napa. You guys should be glad I even came in today. I should have stayed home today.
This Thank you for coming in, Graham.
A work from home day. And then you begin after that drinking a combination of whatever this stuff is. And everybody says that part's miserable because the stuff doesn't taste good. And I think you mix it with water or something like that. And you have to drink a whole bunch of this stuff basically over the next 24 hours leading up to the procedure. And that effectively clears you out, empties you out.
51 minutes.
Oh, my God.
This is the... And
I am sliving for this.
And the scenario I laid out earlier, again, for those of you just joining us, I appreciate you, but you missed earlier. My biggest logistical hurdle today is that my wife has to go into the office today because she's basically taking tomorrow off to take me to the procedure and pick me up and all that stuff. You have to have somebody there. So she has to go into the office today and she can't be there for our kids' school pickup. And I have to do that. And I looked at the schedule. I drink a huge dose of this stuff roughly 45 minutes an hour before school pickup. And so I think that'll be right during the time that I'm probably in the worst shape.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal.
So if you see me at an elementary school in Napa today, if you see a guy running hurriedly, sweating through the crowd, grabbing his kids and yelling at them to get in the car and buckle themselves as fast as possible, that's...
Just plug your nose and stay away.
Probably me. I may be wearing a double pair of adult diapers.
And-
You know, one pair is not enough.
Yeah, no.
50 minutes. 50 minutes.
Stop.
You can follow our countdown along. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning
countdown.
Show.
I hate you guys.
You wanted to talk about some restaurants?
Yeah, there's. Well, I want to talk about this new AI-powered app. It's called Looks Mapping. And basically, they are this company. It's a San Francisco-based company, and they've launched it here as well as New York and L.A. And the entire intent of this app is to rank restaurants by how attractive the patrons are that frequent them.
That's not fair.
Wait, what do you mean it's not fair? Do you want to go out to that cool restaurant, and you want to go, and you're a single person, and you want to mingle with some other attractive people? This new app, again, Looks Mapping, is going to create you a fully curated map of all the restaurants in San Francisco, and then it's going to assign them a ranking from the lowest possible score of 1 to the highest possible score of 10 based on the attractiveness of the attractiveness of the people that are there.
As someone who goes out to eat, because I'm a person that gets hungry
sometimes.
You're
not helping these restaurants
scores.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I don't go all done up half the time because I'm just going there to grab some food.
Oh.
Now look.
You know, I'm bringing the scores down now.
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry. The way that they are calculating these scores, and again, they say this is obviously not exact science. They are using all these restaurants' Google reviews and people that have left those reviews. If they have a detectable face in their picture, then that is going through AI, and AI is deciding whether or not you have the stereotypical characteristic traits of somebody good looking. So one, a computer is deciding whether or not you're good looking. And also it's based on restaurant reviews. So you may go to a restaurant and look around and be like, I'm the best damn looking person here. I think that every time I go to a restaurant, but you may look around and like, there's not a whole bunch of attractive people. And they had a really high score on this new app called Looks Mapping. That's because it's not in
real. So it's not like perfected yet.
Well, no, it's not in real time, and it's based on reviews. We'll someday get to the point where AI scans you on the way in, and they then know in real time how good looking the crowd is there. But right now, they say the top 5 hottest restaurants in San Francisco.
All right, listen up.
Ooh. Ararat Kebab and Euros in the Tenderloin. Never heard of it. Himalayan Cuisine in Lower Knob Hill. Mukat. 6395 in the Inner Richmond. Hot Pot Champ and Fondue Chinois round out the top 5 there. I've never been to any of those restaurants, so I can't understand how they have such a high score, because I would, of course, buoy their score up incredibly if I was to go there. But then they also have their bottom 5 restaurants as well. Again,
this is like the ugliest people?
Yeah, the restaurants that have the ugliest patrons that go to them, just overall in general on average. Again, Looks Mapping is the name of this new app. It is launched here, New York, and L.A., and it's based on pictures of Google, people who have left Google reviews, and then AI has delivered a score.
Thank God this isn't in Hayward yet.
Yeah.
It's coming. It's coming soon. I mean, would you guys ever use an app like this to determine whether or not you want to go to a restaurant? Let's just say you're single.
No, because even if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm looking at the menu. What do the drinks look like? I care less about the people.
But what if an app in real time could tell you there are lots of attractive men at this restaurant right now? This would be a great place to go to dinner because there are lots of attractive men.
Okay, then yes. Sure.
Okay, Jess, you're single, and this thing shows you some restaurants right near your house, and it says, go right now. There's a lot of attractive men there. Would you use that app?
Yes, for a bar or some sort of establishment where you actually do mingle with other people. Less for dinner.
Agreed.
You know?
You nailed it right there. I don't care. Like, the restaurant, I'm stuck at my own table.
Right.
But at a bar or a nightclub, if they could tell you what the crowd
then
looks
yes.
like.
But I think even dinner, too. You go to dinner with all your single girlfriends, and then, I mean, at least in the movies, there's always a guy that, like, buys your table drinks.
Yeah, but you could, I don't know, the bar, there's...
It's more awkward that way.
Yeah, the table's like a barrier for going up and talking to them. That's intimidating. That's... It, not to say it doesn't happen, but it's a little more intimidating. I'd like one of these apps that shows you how attractive the staff is at a place. I mean, again, in my younger single days.
But why the staff?
Well, like, wouldn't you rather go to a bar where, like, the bartender's some hot, hunky dude? Like, I'd like to know that.
Wouldn't want to date the bartender.
Wow, too soon, Jess. I was a bartender, and that's exactly what my wife said to me when she rejected me over a 7-year period before she finally said yes to our first date.
45 minutes! 45 minutes! Until Graham has to prepare for his colonoscopy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so the countdown. Jess, will you do the honors? Can you Do you have the countdown? Pull out your Instagram story. You guys can follow the countdown with us.
It is now currently at 36 minutes.
36 minutes.
You guys are making too big of a deal about this.
This is a big deal. 36 minutes until Graham has an accident. He preps for his colonoscopy tomorrow.
I'm not going to have an accident. At least I hope not.
So he's going to start drinking the stuff at 9 a.m. And then after that, you know, it'll clear him out for the procedure tomorrow.
Hi, Graham. It's Stacey from Oakley. Oh my gosh, I've done the colonoscopy prep and you are not going to be okay to go get your kids 45 minutes after drinking that. I'm so sorry. Your car is going to be a mess. Bye-bye.
Oh no, Graham.
This is the biggest. My wife's texting me like, how are you feeling about everything? How are you feeling? I keep telling her, I feel fine. I'm only worried about this afternoon school pickup. That's the only thing I'm worried about logistically in here. And normally she would have done this, but because yesterday I had some car trouble and she couldn't go into the office, today she has to go. There's just no way around it.
27 and a half seems a bit young for a colonoscopy, Graham.
Well, that's a good point. If you remember, I had a birthday recently, so I'm now 28 and a half. Also, I have family history, and that's why they want me to do it prior to the recommended age, which I think is they've lowered that to 45, and I'm not that old, so they want me to do this early because I have family history. I hope that anybody, all jokes aside, that any guys listening that have dragged their feet on this, because I understand why you've dragged your feet on this. I have myself, but given that I have family history and stuff like that, my doctor's like, oh yeah, you need to do this. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it. Anybody listening, I hope I've inspired you to do the same. It's not going to be fun, but it's worth it.
Good morning, guys. Graham, you are really tempting fate. Planning a lot of traveling after that. You might want to stop and grab you some adult Depends or a pad of some sort to put in your car. You don't want to be known as the dad who his pants in the pickup line at school.
Yeah.
Your kids, nor you will ever live that down. Good luck tomorrow.
Oh my God, your poor kids. If you did that in front of all the other parents and students,
they'll be social titanics. They'll never be able to, their social life will never be able to recover from that. I hadn't looked at it from that angle. I've been more selfish in this, just looking out for my own well-being and the well-being of these jeans that I like. I like these pants. I don't want to ruin them.
And what if it goes through your jeans and then your seats in your car? Did you bring like a plastic bag?
It's an old car. Worst things have happened on these seats.
Ew. Yeah, it's
33 minutes. If you want to follow our countdown, it's on our Instagram story at JV Morning Show. All right, can we talk about this trend that I've been seeing at In-N-Outs all across the state?
What, getting animal style fries? Been there, done that.
No, it's something different that I don't quite understand. And Graham, I think you're going to be with me on this, but we'll talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I keep seeing these videos on Instagram. Maybe you've seen the same thing where it is just packed in these In-N-Out locations with, you know, younger people, and they are just waiting for them to call guest number 67.
Oh!
67!
And they lose their mind! I don't get it. I still don't get it.
It's just 67.
But why?
It's just...
That sounds fun.
You don't have to understand it, Selena.
That was like Chicken Jockey, you know, and the theaters went absolutely bonkers. You don't need to understand why people are celebrating and having fun. It's just some things are just fun.
But I want to understand. Don't you want to know why?
Well,
6-7.
Understanding
it. What does that mean?
It's just being a part of it. Understanding it is just being a part of it, but not questioning it like you are right now. So,
but isn't it just like...
I can't help it.
Just the... how popular the slang term has gotten.
Yeah,
like
but
my
it's
kids
also...
come home saying 6-7. They're in first and second grade.
I think it's fitting it in where it actually like makes sense, kind of, but people aren't expecting it, so then it makes it.
6-7.
Oh my God! Yes, 6-7. Your order's ready.
Dude, I'm going in and out just for that.
Stupid.
Although if you're a number like you go in order and you're number 6, you're going to be sitting there a long time for them to get to 6-7. You got to time it just right.
Do they have the same reaction when it's 6-9?
No, that's you old people.
That's boomer humor, Selena.
Oh, sorry. All right, Graham, what else you got?
All right, I want to talk about the World Cup of Breakfast. Have you guys heard of this before?
No.
There's a social media influencer that has helped organize this over the past few years. And basically, they take 16 entries of the best breakfast item from 16 different countries, and then they pit them against each other in a bracket, and everybody votes and whatever. And Peru just claimed the top spot in the World Cup of Breakfast with their signature breakfast dish, which is pan con chicharrón. Did I say that right, Selena?
You mean pan con chicharrón?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I said. And Jess, can you describe what that is?
Chicharrón is pork, but it's like the pork skin sort of
fried.
And then pan is bread.
So they say it's their classic Peruvian Sunday street breakfast, consists of fried pork, sweet potato, onion salsa, and French bread. That sounds pretty.
That sounds good.
That sounds pretty tasty, but that is the number one in the bracketology.
It beat out everything else.
Beat out everything for other countries. The United States submitted classic pancakes with syrup as our representative. I don't really know how I feel about that. Peru defeated Venezuela in there. Venezuela had a type of arepa in there. Chile had a maraqueta with avocado. Don't know what that is. Mexico had chilaquiles drenched in verde or roja sauce, I love that. That's
delicious.
Fabulous breakfast. If you guys had to pick your all-time favorite breakfast food to submit to represent, let's just say the United States in this case, in this
American
World
breakfast.
Cup of breakfast. No, just number one item of all time in a competition, what would you enter in?
And just one thing?
Just one item.
I have to go chilaquiles.
Mexico already did that.
Specifically the green salsa.
That's what I was asking. Like, so American stuff?
Something? No, okay. Anything that your top breakfast, if you had to
have... That's my top breakfast.
One breakfast item of all time. You guys are both in agreement on there?
Yeah.
If I go to a place that has chilaquiles and trust that they're probably going to make them the right way, then yes, the green chilaquiles with usually an egg on top over easy.
I'm not mad at that. I've had that and it's insanely good, but... Over a breakfast burrito? Oh, no. You guys are all
wrong.
For
me, yeah.
Breakfast burrito would come in here and stomp on all these breakfasts.
I don't do a breakfast burrito at a sit-down spot.
Blasphemy.
I do a breakfast burrito if I'm on the go and I'm like, oh, gotta pick something up. But if I'm sitting there,
I would do it at either, doing
a fork and knife type of food.
True.
Breakfast burrito is the superior breakfast food. Move over pancakes, waffles.
Why would we submit pancakes? That's actually really embarrassing. Like that's
that
pancakes. That's
at
what
least
we
do
have.
French toast or
thank
something.
You.
Oh, I do like French toast.
French toast is so
chicken
good.
And waffles.
Yeah, all that would have
Can
been
we
another
that?
Good,
yes.
good entry. Have you ever eaten chicken and waffles for breakfast before?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for breakfast.
I know. I've never had it for breakfast before. I've had it like on dinner menus at restaurants and stuff before. It's so good, but
I've had
never.
It for breakfast before.
I don't think I've ever eaten it for breakfast.
Close enough. Same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so good.
That's the World Cup of Breakfast that just wrapped
up.
Peru. And they said people were celebrating. This was a big celebration in Peru. And they feel like finally they're getting some recognition. Their culinary, everything was finally getting some recognition that they feel like they deserve.
Nice. Well, I'm happy for them. I never heard of whatever that was that
Say
they,
it.
They had.
You don't remember?
No.
Pan con chicharrón.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I said.
Yep, that's what I said.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you were just talking about the World Cup of Breakfast.
Yeah, a bunch of different countries submitted their top breakfast item. And when it was all settled, when the dust had settled, Peru won with pan con chicharrón.
Morning, JV Show. This is Aaron from San Leandro. First of all, just French toast is French, so we couldn't have submitted that. But why not go south and do biscuits and sausage gravy? Now, that's what we should have submitted. We would have knocked everybody out the water. Have a good morning.
How do you think that would have done? America in the World Cup of Breakfast submitted pancakes with syrup. How do you feel about some biscuits and sausage gravy?
No, it's a no for me.
Oh, delicious.
I mean, it's good, but not like my top.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've ever had that.
Biscuits with gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's no breakfast burrito, but it's a very delicious breakfast.
Sounds
I'm
good.
Here for it. Everything sounds good right now because I'm starving. Right. So I didn't even eat dinner last night as my impending colonoscopy is coming up.
Yep.
And I didn't want to waste
eight
a
minutes.
Meal.
8 minutes until Graham has to start prepping for that.
Buenos dias, JV Show Familia, Eric from San Jose. Hey, guys, come on. you guys really skipped out on some crab cake benedicts. Crab cake benedicts? Oh, that's such a dire bore. You just gotta split it down the middle for the poached eggs and split the yolk. Oh, delicioso. Ah, but yeah, chilaquiles number two.
How, what do you feel about that?
Crab cakes Benedict. I've never been more grossed out.
I've never. I don't think I've ever had egg benedicts.
You've never had eggs.
Why did you say it like that?
Did you just say eggs benedicts?
Eggs benedict
is what you're looking for there.
We're going to move on. We're just going to move on.
So you've never had eggs benedict?
No.
I know.
Do not
Neither
want.
Of you have had that?
Don't want no. that.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, that's a top breakfast item for sure. So good. And then crab cakes benedict?
Nope.
So good.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Got an update on Lil Nas X after his naked arrest a few weeks back. If you recall, he's facing 3 felony counts of battery and 2 counts of resisting arrest. He is currently out on bail. His next court date is November 18th, but for now, he is doing what the judge ordered him to do. And yesterday, we found out that he has entered an inpatient rehab program at an undisclosed location. All we know is that it is outside of California per his team's request. He wanted to be out of state, somewhere more private, and just far away from here. His defense attorney said that they're taking it really important, focusing on his well-being and just getting him right before anything else, and assured fans that he would bounce back from this whole mess. So just sending him positivity. Yeah.
No album announced yet?
I know.
Not yet. No. Everyone thinking it was a stunt. No, this is a real arrest.
Now yeah. I feel bad.
A real thing that he's going through.
Yeah.
Listen to this. So Nick Cannon, you know, he has 12 kids.
Jeez.
Up until this point, he's always defended his decision to have as many kids as he wants. And he said it was God's plan. Now in a new interview, he is admitting it was a bit careless and that it was a response to trauma.
And it wasn't like I was acting out. It was more of being careless, being frivolous with my process because I could do it, because mm-hmm. I had the money, because I had the access to whoever and however I wanted to move. And, you know, and then obviously life happens as well, so it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna go have 12 kids. It was more about like, yo, I'm gonna just live life and have fun, and whatever happens, happens. I can handle it.
Mm-hmm. But he says now, you know, he's 44, almost 45. Now he's, you know, taking a look back, and he's like, man, if I would have thought this out a little bit more back then and done the inner work, things probably would have played out a lot differently, and he wouldn't have, you know, kids. This many kids with this many different women. He said that he never really took the time to heal after getting divorced from Mariah Carey. Had he had, things would be a little different. And now instead, he's got, you know, all these kids, and now he's doing the opposite of what he wanted, which is leaving trauma in these children every step of the way instead of fixing it from its origin, which he did not do.
Yeah.
That is true, because the poor kids are the ones having to deal with the whole mess.
Right, and not having dad there every day.
Incredibly short-sighted. I'll have fun now and live my life, and whatever happens, I can deal with it.
I'm glad he can admit that now. At least he knows, instead of being like, well, whatever happens,
right.
You know.
How many more, JV Show Prediction Journal, how many more kids will Nick Cannon have?
Hopefully none.
There will be one more.
I'm going to say none.
Minimum two more.
Two?
Is he in a long-term like relationship now? Has he like settled down with one of the? Okay, then there are two more.
I think he's dating all of them. I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like there's going to be a new woman that comes in. Like, I want to have kids. I've never had kids. I'd like to have some.
I'm going to say none.
Two more.
Two more? I'm going to say one.
They put me down for zero.
Okay.
Wow. That's bold.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars 31-27 on Sunday, and the biggest headline from that game should have been that Bengals star quarterback Joe Burrow had to exit the game with a serious turf toe injury. Sounds like he's going to miss a lot of time with the injury and is likely going to require surgery to repair that. Scary news with Brock Purdy, also turf toe, but his is nothing as serious as Joe Burrow's. But the biggest, girthiest headline from that game was when a fan tossed a green adult toy onto the field moments after a Bengals touchdown. Did you guys see this moment?
I did not.
If you want to see it, go to JV Morning Show. It's on our story on Instagram, because right after a Bengals receiver catches a touchdown and it looks like kind of a close call, like was he in bounds? Is that a touchdown? You see this thing launched from the crowd. Now, the funny part was the broadcast team on CBS, they mistook that for a penalty flag being thrown by a ref. And so the yellow flag graphic even comes up on the bottom of the screen before they realize that that was not a flag that was thrown. It was something else that comes bouncing through the shot. But you can understand why they immediately were like, flag on the play. Because look, it was a contested catch. Could have been pass interference, either a defensive or offensive pass interference there. Ultimately, the touchdown did stand.
It was so like bouncy. I said,
well, very rubbery and bouncy. Bengals, like I said, went on to win that game. But it was that a was classic good. Moment. Where they realized
good stuff.
Their mistake afterwards. This is the second. Now, look, we're only two games into the NFL season, and there was already one of these flung during another Bengals game, their season opener against the Browns. Something about Ohio. They must love these
right.
things.
How are they getting these things in? Because
there's only
I mean,
two places
know,
you can hide
I know
it,
at
Selena.
Levi's, you have the clear bag policy. I'm pretty sure that's most stadiums these days.
You can only hide at
you
one of two places.
Two places.
Yep. Pick one and then waddle your way into the stadium.
Ew. 2 minutes. Two minutes.
Come on.
Graham is going to start his prep for his colonoscopy tomorrow. 2 minutes, Graham. So you got to take what's it called again?
Some Dookie Lux. Sorry, Dookie Lux.
Thank you. Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, did you take your stuff?
Not yet. Dragging my feet just a little bit. I have a long car ride all the way back to Napa, and I got to be very careful with this and take it at the last possible minute.
I think that's now.
It's just about now.
Oh, my God. Are you scared?
I'm nervous for the drive, and I'm nervous for this afternoon. Actual procedure tomorrow, my colonoscopy, not that nervous. I mean, nervous about what they might find. I feel like that's normal. But.
Yeah. But the preparation for everyone just tuning in, Graham has to, you know, get emptied out, if you know what I mean. And that starts now.
It does. I'm on the clock. I'm officially on the clock.
Oh, my God. So the Tinder swindler, Graham, refresh my memory. Did you ever watch that documentary on Netflix?
No, that's the one. It's on my list. I can't wait to watch it. Are you going to be spoiling it right here?
I don't know if there's much to spoil at this point.
It's just some dude on Tinder that was swindling a bunch of
he was conning women around the world. Yeah, his name is Simon Leviev. I guess it's estimated that he defrauded women out of like $10 million. Right. You know, one woman in particular who was on the documentary, $250,000. She's the one that's now
in Love Con Revenge.
Yeah, the new series on Netflix.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this guy was just like lying to all these women, getting money from them. He claimed to be like a diamond heir, you know, among other things. Anyways, he was arrested over the weekend. He was detained Sunday morning at an airport near Russia. Apparently, there was a red notice issued for his arrest. Do you guys know what a red notice is?
No.
A red notice is an international alert issued by Interpol, like the worldwide law enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
That will like issue this notice so law enforcement agencies worldwide know, hey, if you see this guy, catch him. He is wanted for whatever serious crime. So there was one of those notices out for him. So he was seen at the airport Sunday morning and he was detained. That's as far as I know. But it obviously has to do with the millions that he scammed women out of, which he did do a little bit of time for this back in 2015. But then he got out. He went back to Israel where he's from and then he was sentenced to another 15 months in prison, but then he ended up being released early because of the pandemic.
Well, he's done his time. You know. Good for him.
But he didn't do the time. And maybe
well,
he's
he
still
got released. Sorry.
And maybe he's still been out here scamming since then.
Right.
Maybe there's another time he has to
scammers
do.
Be scamming. I'm sure he's on there's got to be some sort of restitution that he's supposed to pay back. Maybe that's the issue.
Maybe
that he's been earning some income and not paying anybody back for this.
Maybe it's more of that.
Graham,
you have to watch.
Not enough time.
Yeah.
Well, what if they... Well, I don't want to get into that debate about people willingly handing over their money. I mean, he's a scammer. He's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. But we got to be more careful. These scams are getting harder and harder to... We've talked about it before. They are getting harder and harder to feel sorry for people that fall for them because all the warning signs are out there
now.
Right, but I mean, if a company scammed, like a random company scammed you out of this amount of money, isn't it kind of the same thing as a random person?
Kind of, but that random company's not trying to date me. Do you know what I mean?
So that makes makes it worse because they're playing on your emotions.
I get it. But that's why these scams are as effective as they are, because they are you're blinded to all the major warning signs that are popping up.
No, that's absolutely right. So, yeah, as far as we know, this guy still in custody.
Top of my list
Despicable.
Of things to watch.
Along with Squid Game.
Although, what was the one that, Jess, you talked about it recently, and it was like the daughter and her boyfriend were getting all the text messages?
Oh, unknown number.
That's the one I wanted to watch, and you spoiled that one here. And so I already knew the outcome. And then we scrolled past that the other night when we were looking for a show to watch, and my wife and I. And I was like, hey, this sounds really good, even though I already know what happens. And then she like read the description and we watched some of the preview. And she's like, I just need you to tell me who it was. Like, what was
you
the outcome?
You told her?
And so then I told her. And then she's like, yeah, now I don't want to watch it anymore.
Oh, my God. No. Why would you ruin it like that?
Because she begged me. She wanted it because I was like, I already know the outcome, but I'll still happily watch this show with you because it sounds like, oh, my God, and you're going to be shocked at who it was. And then she's like, I just need
you to watch because there's so
much. She's like, I just need you to tell me who it was.
No,
and then I told her.
You still have to watch because we couldn't even really get into a lot of what was said on the show, some of the messages
so
said.
Much.
You still got to go back and watch it.
I lost Kate. She's already moved on.
Dang it, Graham.
Anyway. All right, Graham.
Yeah?
Take your laxatives.
My dookie lax.
Just do it.
It's in my car. I got to go down and get it.
We'll go.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.